Welcome back to Course Correction. I'm Fareed Guillot. When watching an air show, it's quite apparent that airplanes turn dollars into noise. The more noise, the more money needed. However, while enjoying these visual sights, your ears would like a word. Here with us now is Dr. Jason Meyer, a regional training manager with Miracle Ear, to explain how to love your ears and aviation. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about your experience. Obviously, you're a doctor, so an audiologist,
yes.
Is that right? So
yep.
Tell us a little bit about what you've learned about the ear.
Well, the ear is something that is very, very obviously important for the way we live as humans because of communication,
mm-hmm.
being able to communicate with each other. It is a big part of our experience here.
Yeah.
You know, with the sounds of the machines and the camaraderie with others. But our hearing is something that you want to protect,
mm-hmm.
Because it is something that noise can affect it and
yeah.
reduce it, and you can't get that back
right.
when that happens. So you want to limit your exposure as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how the ear operates. So we're talking about vibrations, and the inside of the ear feels those vibrations. And at some point, if you vibrate them with too much noise, mm-hmm. they'll become permanently damaged or diminished.
Exactly. Sound is energy. So too much energy goes through that system. There's thousands of little structures, sensory structures, that help to transmit that energy to the brain for processing. If you overload that system, it's going to damage those structures, and you can't rebuild those.
Right.
So you want to try to protect that energy as much as you can from getting through that system. Mm-hmm. That exposure.
I tell my kids that, you know, hey, a finger doesn't grow.
Exactly.
The stuff on the body that doesn't grow back,
yeah.
you need to take care of that stuff.
Yeah.
And those structures in your ear do not grow back.
No.
And so you lose some frequencies depending on how much damage you cause.
Yeah. Typically, we lose our high frequencies first. So that is very important for understanding speech.
Right.
So when that starts to slip, you notice, I'm just not understanding people as well as I used to. You notice that when you get into noisier environments, it bothers you more than it used to. It sounds like people are mumbling
mm-hmm.
more than they used to. Some people do mumble, let's be honest.
Right.
But it makes sense.
Guilty.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of us spouses do that with each other, right? But yeah, those high frequencies start to slip away, and then that clarity of sound and speech mm-hmm. also starts to slip away.
So let's talk about some best practices, because I'm going to give you my particular kind of I love radio,
yep.
and it's something that I did early on, and it's, you know, I like to produce things, so I'm in editing, and I need to hear little things to see if I'm mm-hmm. if something needs to be changed up or down. So that's a very finite thing going on. I also fly an airliner, and a loud one at that. Where in the flight deck, we don't necessarily need the headphones all the time, but there's a constant mm-hmm. background noise that's mm-hmm. going, and for hours, because I do ocean crossings.
Mm.
So what are some tips that you would have for me to maintain my finite hearing mm-hmm. so I can do these little dainty things I like to do with my hobby?
Right.
Well, but I'm also exposed to a constant certain, it's going to be about the same frequency all the time.
I'm going to give you a little bit of another incentive for mm-hmm. protecting your hearing when you're going across those
yeah.
long routes. You know, when you're exposed to all that noise, it's fatiguing
yeah.
after a while. You land and it's like, oof, you're kind of tired from listening to all that noise, where if you can wear some sort of protection on that long route, it's just going to lessen that stress, that cognitive overload of all that noise constantly. From getting into the brain, it's fatiguing, it's stressful. There's been lots of studies done on that.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, as far as, you know, one of the hardest things to realize as far as protecting your hearing is, when do I decide to protect my hearing? At what level is that? You know, OSHA will say anything louder than 85 decibels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, none of us have a gauge
right.
that goes off and says, you know, that was 95 decibels, I need to protect my hearing. So, you know, a couple tips there would be, if you're around a constant noise, that you have to excessively raise your voice to talk to your coworker, friend, or whoever it is that's next to you, that's a sign that it's probably too loud. We know that there's certain things that are too loud for us. You know, the lawnmower, chainsaws are incredibly loud. And music, you know, you talked about that before. There's a difference from experiencing the music to turning it up enough that you're exposing yourself. So always asking yourself, do I need to have it that loud? So every time, just think about, if you think you need to wear protection, just wear protection, you know.
One of the things I definitely do when I'm walking around the outside of the airplane, the earplugs are always in. Sometimes, if we're not wearing headsets, I put earplugs in anyway. To reduce that constant noises in there, so I can maybe I won't lose that frequency as soon.
For sure.
So, working that into an air show where the damaging noise is sudden.
Yes.
Like a high-speed pass of a jet and things like that. So what are some tips for the air show attendee?
Yeah, you know, those sudden blasts where you're not expecting that, right? I was just out there when one of the jets was banking right by us. So if you don't have that immediate protection in place, you know, there's nothing wrong with earmuffs. Putting your own hands over your ears or pushing in your tragus just to provide some protection. Because if it's loud enough, that one-time event, that one-time occurrence can cause damage. And we see that all the time every year, especially in the summer, 4th of July. Firecrackers going off too close to somebody's ear. That sudden energy going through the hearing system can cause immediate damage. So, yeah, last case resort is cover your ears with your hands and push in your tragus, yeah.
We're speaking with Jason Meyer, a regional training manager with Miracle Ear, about safety for your ears at AirVenture, amongst other things. Back when I was 20, I was working at a filling station helping some lady air up her tire, and of course the sidewalls were very weak, and it went right off right next to my left ear. And I, you know, of course, that's a little bit of hypochondria, but I just feel like my entire life I've always had a little bit of ringing from time to time. You know, it's like we have these events in our lives where they damage. Just yesterday when I was sitting out on the flight line watching the jet Waco, which is that biplane with the jet slung underneath. Very cool, but I knew exactly when it was coming by, so I was pushed in. What was the name of that that little
the tragus,
which is that you can push that in and cover your ear hole.
Yep.
I would do that, you know, to kind of cover until I knew that it was not going to be right directed at me. That was enough, you know.
That's
to kind of protect it. And, you know, so if you don't even have the earplugs, so you can do hands-free ear protection.
Yep, exactly.
That's one of them, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, when that happens, you're still experiencing the power of that jet, right? You're not taking away the experience because you can feel it. If you can feel sound, cover your ears.
Right.
Protect yourself, yeah.
I don't remember when, my father used to tell me about this, and he didn't go to any rock concerts, but he knew about this, and that was, they used to start at a certain time, maybe it was in the 70s, they started sending out the frequencies of bass to improve or to enhance the experience by vibrating everybody's bodies along with it, you know?
Yep. That's part of the experience, right? But how many of those older musicians and rock stars, their hearing is gone.
And it's kind of interesting. So let's talk a little bit about Miracle Ear and what is the technology that's trying to, like, restore? What can it restore? Can it restore frequency ranges, or it just restores you being able to hear something?
Yeah, it depends on what's left. So we can only work with the residual hearing that is left.
Okay.
And that is one of the reasons that we always recommend people get their hearing tested as soon as possible. Get that baseline. We offer free hearing evaluations for anybody that wants to come in for that. And the more of that history that we have of the hearing, is it regresses or progresses, however you want to say it, the better job that we can do with the recommendations. So whatever is left, that's what we're trying to take advantage of. So that's why we always harp on, hey, save what you got left. Because even if you do have a hearing loss that needs hearing aids down the road, the more that we have left to work with, the better job that we can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that we didn't touch on as far as protecting your hearing, especially here?
No, just common sense. You know, just be an advocate for yourself. Like you said, anything with the body that can grow back, you want to protect yourself. It's an investment for down the road that you can continue to enjoy these moments out there.
Right.
You know, a big part of EAA is that passion, that camaraderie that you guys have with each other. Mm-hmm. And to be able to connect and communicate with each other. So just always be thinking, hey, am I overexposing my ears?
And something you had mentioned was the fact that sometimes it's the length of you're exposed to that sound. It's fatiguing and mm-hmm. so on and so forth, and that can really be an issue. You mentioned to me that you're a longtime resident, so why do you like to come here? What are some of the things that really interest you when you come to AirVenture?
It's a combination of obviously aviation. I'm not a pilot like mm-hmm. yourself, but who doesn't like planes?
Enthusiasts, we love enthusiasts. So, yeah.
You know, when those jets go by, the goosebumps for all of us. Everybody rips their head around, and then it's the people. It's the energy that's here. Of everybody wants to be here, so why wouldn't you want to be around that? Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty cool.
Well, Jason, I want to thank you for joining us. And Jason, I hear you, and I will do better next time.
Yep. One last thing I want to say is the Miracle Ear Foundation is a big part of what we offer for the community. It's free hearing aids for those that are eligible for it. So please, if you're interested, go to MiracleEarFoundation.org. So thank you.
That's excellent. Thank you for getting that in. Dr. Jason Meyer, Regional Training Manager with Miracle Ear on EAA Radio.